In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And we're coming to you today on Super Stormy Day.
Yeah, right?
Man. You'll be listening to this tomorrow after Super Stormy Day, but it is like we all woke up here on Sunday to it's been a while since we've had any kind of decent weather in California. That's how it kind of works. It's you know, spring starts early here and we get nothing, and then when fall really decides to start, it's like it's sunny and okay one day, and then
Mother Nature's really
trying to kill you the next day.
Yeah, you know what's really funny about it, actually, what you mentioned. You said it may or may not be stormy the next day. If you're listening to us out in California, you might still be stuck in the middle of the storm. Actually, these storms are really bad. So get this, it's so nuts right now. So we were supposed to have the first Ironman competition in California today. It was supposed to be today.
Yeah,
they had to cancel it because of the weather. What's funny is that the Ironman competition had advertised rain or shine, this is happening. And then we saw all the reports from a couple of days ago where California's like, okay, just to help stop from the flooding, we're going to put mechanical pumps in the drainage system, in the sewage systems, to pump water out of the drainage in the streets so the streets don't get flooded. This is how bad the storm is. This is crazy. We were expecting 5 inches of rain in 24 hours. Now, that's a lot of rain. That's especially a lot of rain for California. And I know some of you people out in the Midwest, probably if you're listening to us right now, if you're out in the United States and a lot of other chains, and a lot of other places, you might be like, 5 inches of rain, that's not really a big deal. You know, you deal with winter storms and bullshit with where you're covered in like 8-10 inches of snow. Bro, like, no. Out here, we've been on fire for 6 months. And when I say on fire, I mean on fucking fire.
Hold on. Before you get serious, I feel the need to make a joke about 5 inches being enough in California. I feel the need to make that joke because
that's fair.
I guess in California, 5 inches is enough. 5 inches is maybe more than enough. But anyway, yes, as you're saying, we've been on fire. And the thing about being on fire is, this comes from somebody who's actually lived in fire country here. You have too, I think, right? No, you've just lived in mainly cities, right? In your life.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, so I've never lived really in a majorly rural area.
I've lived in fire country, and I mean to the point where literally fire came onto the edge of my parents' property. Property, don't think it's like some huge thing. It was only 2.5 acres, which if you're living out in rural areas, 2.5 acres is nothing. That's a little tiny bit of nothing.
Yeah.
That's not having any land. If you can see from one fence to the other, you don't have a lot of land living out in the woods. It wasn't a very big plot of anything. But it actually came onto the edge of our property. Cal Fire, and this was back in 1997, so a long time ago, but Cal Fire was actually in our yard, hosing down our house, building a fire line. They built a 6-foot fire break in our yard to stop the fire from coming any further. Burned the hill down below us. It burned up. There were at least two friends of mine in high school that their houses were completely engulfed in this fire because it burned the whole area, but it came all the way up to our property. So I've lived with the forest fire situation, and the biggest concern with the forest fire situation is after the fires have burned, and this is what Mike is alluding to, after the fires have burned and they burned out all the trees and stuff, the trees are all dead. You suddenly have the problem of when the trees were alive, their root systems, their living root systems, would help hold in all of the dirt, basically, on these hillsides and mountainsides where these fires rage and have raged for, what, all of the last year?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now you have... Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, it's been ridiculous. We've been in a drought for, what, 4 or 5 years now? It's been a long time. This drought is like... when rain shows up, it's kind of there. Like normally with like I remember sporadic. When it rained, it used to friggin' rain out here. And in the last like 4 or 5 years, it's been like you were supposed to be. I swear, like for the last 4 or 5 years, it's like, okay, we're expecting the rain to come in. It's going to help save the drought, blah, blah, blah. But no, we've been in a perpetual drought for quite some time now.
And that's what helps breed those fire conditions. So when you have all the fires and you have that drought and then you start getting in even one big storm like this, what happens is all that soil that was held in before from it having at least a little bit of water in it, it having living roots of plants in it, that soil isn't held in place anymore. When it gets over flooded with all of this water, it likes to move. And then you end up having mudslides and
we have flash flood warnings going on for the next 48 hours, I think. So through tomorrow, we got flash flood warning, and then it's still supposed to rain constantly through the week.
And like most major population centers throughout the United States, the majority of the North Valley and the areas that we live in are of course located really, really close to rivers, because that's how cities sprung up, was around rivers, so that they would have the ability to move people and goods and whatnot back and forth river and have a water supply. Rivers are important for developments of societies. And so Sacramento has a giant river running through it. The areas that actually you're the furthest away from any real river. You got a bunch of creeks around you, but you're the furthest away from any real river. I'm closer to a river than I want to be, seeing as the housing development that I live in is a former lake bed. And
I forgot about that.
2 miles, not even 2 miles from my home is the levee for a major river. So yeah.
That's
right. These things are always an issue. Plus, I will. We're also downriver from the largest earthen dam in the United States, possibly in the world.
Yeah.
So luckily the lake that's behind that earthen dam is so low that it would take 3 or 4 of these storms.
Didn't they fully reinforce that after it broke a few years ago? Didn't it break like four or five years ago and they finally put everything they could into it to reinforce it?
It was about 3 years ago that it broke, and maybe close to 4 now that I'm thinking about it. Coming up on February, it'll be 4 years. And yes, they have reinforced it, but it's also because of the drought, the levels of that thing, and because of the fact that over the summer there was massive fires right up there by it.
Because of all of that,
luckily the levels in the lake behind it are exceptionally low, and so it's going to take a while. Three or four massive multi-day storms of this magnitude before that lake even gets halfway full again. So there's
no real threat of that being a problem
at this point in time. But anyway, we've been talking for 8 minutes about the weather. But it is funny. We kind of have to, because one of the things I've noticed since I moved to the north part of the Valley of California, is that the first rains have typically, even in the years when it's been rainy and the years that it hasn't been, the first rains typically coincide with the week leading up to, the weirdest holiday that we celebrate in America, and that would be the holiday of Halloween. The holiday where we teach our kids to dress up and wear masks, which masks, I guess, are a new thing now that's more socially acceptable, but they didn't used to be. It's weird how things become socially acceptable when they're necessary to be socially acceptable, but that's a whole different topic. Anyway, we teach our kids to go around, bother their neighbors, and beg them for candy. It's not a bad practice, to be real. And take candy from strangers, which we've been telling them for the majority of their life not to do. Don't take any candy from strangers. Except on this day of the year,
yeah.
And then you demand it from them.
There's no risk there for the one day of the year that it's coordinated actually, that the entire country takes candy from strangers.
Actually, that thing is, there really is no risk there, because the whole mythology of blades and candy and whatnot, and messed up, you know, candies that have been poisoned or something, complete mythology, never really happened. The one time there was something, some kind of candy that was laced with something, it was actually the parent of the kid who did it to the kid's candy supply.
Wait, so they went that far into the lie? They actually, like, potentially poisoned their kid?
No. No, it was one of the things that helped create the mythology and the lie. Somebody just wanted to poison their kid because they were a terrible person. And
Reason, I didn't know
whatever
that.
Reason parents ever do violence.
I thought that whole thing was just like a ploy so that parents could steal their kids' candy at the end of the night. No, we got to check all that. Ah, that looks not that great. Here, I'll take that Snickers bar. Like, no, that's like,
no.
Ah,
it was an urban myth. It was an urban myth thing added on top of some parent actually really did try to poison their kid. And as we have stated on the podcast here multiple times before, the new common worry of kids getting any candies that are related to marijuana in any way, shape, or form, people are not going to hand out their marijuana edibles to kids. Those things cost too much damn money. They're not going to waste that money on kids. Here's the thing. Only the rich houses, like the super rich houses, give out the full-size candy bars. Those full-size candy bars are cheaper than your weed edibles, okay? I'm just saying. if people aren't going to be giving out full-size candy bars, they're certainly not giving away their edibles. It's just not going to happen, people.
You know what's really funny about this? I was talking to my wife about this because there, I guess, she used to go when she was a kid. I can't remember what state she lived in. I want to say she lived in Virginia or something like that. At the time when she was a kid, there was this one house, this one rich house in the neighborhood where they would trick or treat. And that rich house apparently was owned by a dentist. And that guy always handed out toothbrushes.
Oh my God.
So we're starting this podcast on a note that just gets real close to that, like real close to how yeah.
Well,
but dude, like, isn't that a travesty? Isn't that just
Especially because if that dentist was really feeling in the Halloween spirit, that dentist would figure out a way to get people cotton candy. Because cotton candy was actually invented by a dentist. Just so we're clear here, an actual dentist invented cotton candy.
Really?
Yes, really.
Did he invent it so it was candy that kids didn't have to chew?
I don't know. I don't remember what the exact reasons were behind it, but I do know that a dentist created cotton candy.
I did not know that.
So like, if I was a dentist, I'd be playing into that. Plus, I'm sorry, your business relies on people having cavities. Get those kids the candy. That's future business right there.
Dude, right? That's what I was saying. I was like, he's stopping his business. Yeah, he's stopping stupid. It. Where is this?
And on top of that,
maybe he's just a nice guy. I would say, okay, so this is where I'm torn.
I don't think he's a nice guy.
I was going to say, on one hand, he's just an asshole. Because he's being the anti-Halloween guy, handing out toothbrushes instead of actual. You go around getting candy. You think these kids don't have toothbrushes? Like,
yeah,
fuck that.
He's trying to make a statement of like, all this candy, I'm not going to be a part of giving out this candy that's so horrible for teeth. I'm taking a stand.
I'm going to give away.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
I'm going to give away oranges or some shit. Like,
oh no! Hold on now.
But toothbrushes are a whole other step.
I just had a thought.
What's up?
Dentist giving away toothbrushes. This is a tax scam.
Because
he may be able to claim those as a deduction. So
So my wife and I are close to exactly the same age. We're born in the same year. So we're talking, this is full unfettered Reaganomics at this point, is kicking in when she's a kid. All right. So this guy's making a business expense. To where he gets to avoid paying his taxes and then handing out toothbrushes, and he gets to be an asshole.
Yeah.
This guy is the ultimate troll, dude.
I mean, is he a smart guy for being able to do this, business savvy? Okay. Still makes him a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's a complete dick. But
because when you get home, when you're the kid that gets home and you pour out your candy and you notice a toothbrush in there, you're like, what the hell? And that actually leads us into what we're going to be talking about today. What we're finally going to get to talk about. Now, we've been on here many times on this podcast where we talk about obviously food. Food's a big important thing to us, especially to me, the fat guy, but food is important to us. We've done lists of, like, one of the first podcasts we did was about the best French fries, a list of the best French fries.
Oh yeah.
And going over that. And we've done lists before around Halloween of the best Halloween candies. But I have a different list for you today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list. This is from the Thrillist website.
Oh, Thrillist. Yeah, Thrillist. Com. Thrillist is cool.
This is a list of the 22. I don't know why they picked that number. They just did.
That's a strange, odd. I could see top 20 or top 10.
20. I'd have picked 21 because of my love of the number 7. I also would have picked 30. I would have picked 31 for a Halloween theme, you know, because 31 Halloween makes sense. The number has a recognition to Halloween. 22 really doesn't have a recognition to Halloween, but all right. These are the 22 worst Halloween candies of all time.
And
this is one of these lists that popped up into my Facebook feed, and I'm like, oh, let me see what it's got on here, because I love seeing lists. I'm a list
Facebook
guy.
What the hell's Facebook, you boomer?
Yeah, I know. I'm old. I was even talking to somebody about the movie High Fidelity, John Cusack, early Jack Black. How they do a bunch of lists in that, list of albums for this, list of albums for that. In fact, it's one of the things that inspired me to constantly ask people for their lists of various things. I was very, very enamored with that movie for a time. Until I grew up and realized he's just a total asshole the entire movie. But anyway, it's kind of most of what John Cusack does in most movies.
Yeah, I think
very typecast.
Do you think he's type? I was going to say, do you think he's just an asshole in real life and they cast him in asshole roles on purpose?
It's either that or he may be a decent guy in real life and just is really, really good at playing assholes.
Yeah, he's just kind of got that face, I guess.
Yeah, and in real life he may be. A decent fellow. I don't know, but
I've never met the guy, but I would like to think that he's actually a very, very nice guy. To be real, I think John Cusack would be one of those, like, I don't think he's necessarily approachable because he's been out for such a long time. And I don't think that he would, he comes off to me as someone that wouldn't necessarily, like, obviously not want to necessarily be out in public or anything. Like, but if you were on, let's say you were on his level and you met up with a guy like a house party or something like that, you'd be able to chill and talk to the guy about, like, but he seems like the kind of guy that would know the most, like, fascinating random shit.
Actually, I can do a little confirmation on that. When he did Being John Malkovich, he actually made it a point to learn how to do marionette work so that he could actually do the marionette work in the movie.
So he's actually doing it.
He is one of those knowledge gatherer guys, but he also didn't go and publicize that and talk about it a whole bunch. That wasn't found out till much later. So so he doesn't necessarily publicize when he does, like, some of the extra research and stuff. He doesn't, like, talk about it in all the interviews and whatnot, but he also doesn't, like, keep it completely secret. So he's not like some of those people that will talk about how they, you know, did the full method going undercover for all this time doing stuff. He's not one of those actors, but he's also not an actor like the example I can use is Daniel Day-Lewis, who will go and live in the woods for, you know, a year in preparation to play a pseudo Native American whose name they change anyway to something cool.
Wow.
Instead of what it's supposed to be, and then not talk to anybody about it because he doesn't talk to anybody about anything. And by the way, I'm referring to his when he prepped for the role in The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
They changed the character's name to Hawkeye because, you know, Hawkeye is a cool name. That's a really cool name.
Maybe instead he was just really a fan of MASH, dude. How do you know where it came from?
I think he was more, well, he was trying to sound Native American, which is Yeah, but here's just the thing.
Hawkeye isn't a Native American kind of thing.
No, it isn't. Name. But for some stupid white people, it would sound like it is. Here's the thing, though. I think it was more he didn't want to do the character under the character's original name from the original Last of the Mohicans novel. That's what I think was more of the situation.
Really?
Because the character's original name was Natty Bumpo.
Oh,
so I mean, do you want everybody calling you Natty the whole time? Your name is Natty Bumpo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a method actor, asshole.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, anyway.
I drink your milkshake.
Funny.
Sorry.
Sorry, you reminded me of something that the revival of Gilmore Girls, that there's a scene about that, and it shows.
Are they referencing it? Is that what they're referencing? Well,
it shows millennials referencing it and getting it completely getting the understanding of the scene completely wrong. So yeah, it's humorous, but it's yeah. Anyway,
I thought I saw something. It was like now. Some kind of a sketch or something like that, where somebody did a sketch where they're playing Daniel Day-Lewis, and all he's doing is going around a diner drinking everybody's milkshake. Like
probably yeah.
I've got to find that and link it to you or something.
I think it was SNL. I think it was SNL.
It sounds like an SNL sketch.
It very much sounds like one. There's probably like extended straws and connected straws together for it. Yeah, I think I may have seen this. Okay. But anyway, we're talking about candy here today.
Yeah.
And we've done, like I said, we've done lists of all these great ones, but this list struck out to me because, like I said, I looked it up, I was reading it, and I found things on this list that I completely agreed with, because we know about me and I have very strong views about certain foods, certain textures. There are things in here I'm like, hell yes, those are awful and should be thrown away. They belong in the garbage with the avocado and the American cheese. However, I had multiple moments on this where I was like, what the hell is wrong with you people? These are some of the best candies ever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We need to get into this. Let's go.
And one of my favorite candies, one of my favorite of all time, is actually on this list.
Oh God. We are going to come to a disagreement on many things on this episode and this. Damn it. Yeah. I feel like I wasted so much time because we're like 20 minutes in now.
We're going to start. We have a few minutes before we like to take our break. We're going to start.
Okay.
I will get us to a stopping point where we'll take our break and we'll come back and finish.
Okay. So
again, this is from the Thrillist.com, the 22 worst Halloween candies of all time. All right. Number 22. I didn't even know they still had these around.
Are they candies that are no longer in existence, or are they still being made?
Well, this one, these are ones that are still being made.
Okay.
But I just didn't know they still had these around and available. So number 22, wax lips.
Wait, okay, hold on. So is it the best of the worst?
No, these are just the worst. These are considered the worst.
I know, but is like number one the absolute worst, and then number 22 is like...
Number one is the absolute worst. So we're going in that.
And
that
wax way. Lips 20. Only made it to 22. Like, I understand wax lips are one of the worst fucking candies, period. But they deserve to be higher on this list.
No, this is at 22. 22.
That's great. Okay. Lips. I already don't agree with the list. I agree that wax lips are there. I don't agree that they're this high on the list. Yeah.
Okay. You don't agree with placement.
And yeah, I don't agree with placement, but I agree wax lips fucking suck.
I actually don't have a personal problem with wax lips. I mean, they're the texture is really, really weird when you do.
They're not even fucking candy. They're
not
wax.
Really, no. They are.
They don't even constitute as candy. They're wax with sometimes with juice in them.
And flavoring.
And flavoring? That's not candy.
Not really.
Wax with flavoring does not a candy make.
I mean, it's better than what candy used to be, so. But yeah,
Dependent upon the candy, I guess. I get you. Okay.
All right. Number 21. This is actually a twofer. There are two of them in this because these two candies are connected forever. Because they have similar ingredients. In fact, one is only different by one ingredient.
Okay.
And they even have they're always advertised together as well.
Okay.
One has nuts, one don't.
Oh, Almond Joy and Mounds? Yeah, they're not
Almond
great.
Almond Joy and Mounds.
Yeah,
those
they're
are
not
number
that great.
21.
I can agree with
you
that.
Don't know, for those of you who don't know, Almond Joy and Mounds are literally basically the exact same candy. The difference is, the candy is chocolate with coconut inside. Mounds is just the chocolate and coconut. Almond Joy has an almond in there, as per its name. These are...
No, they're terrible. They're fucking terrible. They're terrible Halloween candies. They're probably the worst manufactured candy bar. To be completely honest, the worst chocolate covered candy bar is these two bars. They suck.
How many people do you know that like Almond Joy and Mounds?
I don't know a fucking person likes Almond Joy and Mounds. And I've had them, I literally will only have an Almond Joy or a Mounds if it is the only thing. And first off, okay, so here's my deal. I already don't like coconut. I don't like nuts in my candy bars. Especially almonds. There's just something about almond texture in the candy bar. I'm not an almond guy, so I don't like almonds really that much at all. I might go for cashews, but only if they're honey roasted, because honey roasted cashews are fantastic. But that's like where I stop. I'm just not really into nuts. You know what I mean? There's just something I don't necessarily prefer about nuts.
So you decline Bruce Wayne's invitation.
What?
When he says let's get nuts, you decline that invitation.
I probably would decline Bruce Wayne's invitation to get nuts. I'm not sure that I would get nuts, but I definitely, like, between the two, if we're talking about between the two, and I understand they're being classified as the same, because they're the same damn candy bar. One's got nuts, one don't. That's it.
Yeah.
It's something different. The thing is I might possibly be okay with a Mounds if it's the only fucking choice I have.
No,
but fuck Almond Joy.
Even if it's the only choice I have, there's no way in hell I'm...
Now, I totally understand. I'm like, that's... You get a Mounds... Like, for me, I would have a Mounds if I was desperate, but Almond Joy is just inexcusable. No.
I find the sexual connotation of the advertising for really, really amusing. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. And literally, I mean, it's like, okay, Mounds are boobs. Almond Joy, we know what that is. All right. This is amazing. I especially as a kid, I love the sexual connotation of all of that.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I actually know like three people who like Almond Joy and Mounds. One of them lives in my house.
What the hell?
One of them helped create me. My father is one of those people that eats Almond Joy and Mounds. Now keep this in mind. I don't know of a single convenience store
or candy shop that they had when they were a kid, when those were the only candy bars available.
It's not that. It's well, with in the case of my father, it's not that. I don't know of any candy bar that he wouldn't eat. He loves candy bars. I know what his favorite is. His favorite's one that's no longer in circulation in the United States, and that's an original Mars bar. You can't regularly buy those. You have to go to specialty candy shops or order them elsewhere. He loves the original Mars bar, which is very similar to a Milky Way, but is not the exact same. Currently, Milky Way is one of his favorites, and then Snickers. But he's like, my dad's a chocolate bar like lover. I don't remember one that he doesn't like. He was definitely very helpful on Halloween for me growing up, because when I did the go through the bucket to find anything, all the candies that I would not eat, he ate every single one of them, and he had no problem eating any of them. There was none of them where even he was like, nah, I'm not gonna have that. Like when I go through my kids' Halloween candies, my kids are very specific about the candy that they eat, so I end up with a lot of Halloween candy I get to eat. The Almond Joys and the Mounds, they get set aside for the one person in the household who does eat them, who can only have them on irregular, at irregular times, because that person is health-wise should not be eating candy regularly.
Ah.
And that's the grandmother who again, maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it is.
I was
going to
say, it
sounds
like a generational deal.
It may be a generational deal. I don't know, but yeah, these are, I do not like the Almond Joy and Mounds. And I agree with this. This is another one, like you said with the wax lips, this should be higher on the list than where it is at.
Yeah.
And in fact, it makes me really angry. I'm looking at this list. It makes me angry to see the next candy bar on this list, because I love the next candy bar on this list. Like, I will buy this regularly. The minis are good. This is one that the minis are as good as the full-size candy bars.
Hmm.
Like, Snickers minis aren't as good as the full size Snickers. Okay, let's just be honest with things here. The minis are just not as good. Sometimes that's the case.
I can understand that sentiment. I am cool with the Snickers minis because sometimes I don't want a full Snickers bar. But then they've also got those two packs, right? Where you could like take one half of it and then like pack the other. Yeah. And that's like those half size candy bars, they'll hit the spot. That's the right amount without being overwhelming. You know what I mean?
This specific one, I like the minis of this because I feel you get a better ratio of what's inside to the shell on the outside. But We're not going to talk about that one yet. You know why?
Why?
This is you're number skipping? 20. No, this is number 20. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about number 20, which I do not believe. This is my first bone of contention on this.
Oh my gosh.
This is a candy I like. I do buy. I mean, when I'm buying candy, this is one that I would buy regularly. I would eat regularly. It's one of my favorites. My first complaint about this list. We'll be talking about it when we come back from the break. So
okay.
We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
And we're back.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Wow.
That's I'm excited.
I just want to let everybody know, you're hearing this list just as Mike is hearing this list. I don't think he read over it. So
no.
I sent it to him in case he wanted to, but I don't believe he had read over it. So he's in the dark with this just like you are.
Yeah, I'm pretty in the dark on it. And I actually kind of prefer it this way. This is actually fascinating.
It gives you the chance for real reaction.
Yeah, so let's get into it. I like this. Let's go.
Let's get into it. So this is the number 20 on the list of 22. This is the one that, like I said, it's my first bone of contention. Here it is. Three Musketeers.
Really?
And now, just so you know, it was originally called Musketeers because it actually had three different flavors of filling in it.
Oh.
Like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich or Neapolitan ice cream. It had a vanilla cream, a strawberry cream, and a chocolate cream in it.
So you're telling me that people only like the chocolate cream and then they just put the chocolate cream in it and that's it.
Basically.
So now it's a one Musketeer. It's a fucking D'Artagnan. That's all it is.
In a sense, yes, it is. D'Artagnan.
I didn't know that about
Musketeer at first, but anyway,
you know what? Not a D'Artagnan because he was the fourth. But you know what you would do at this point? I would come out with three bars for those and have an Athos, a Porthos, and an Aramis.
That works.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's still called the Three Musketeers, and it's just kind of a whipped chocolate filling inside of a chocolate shell. And that's why I said I love the minis of this because you get a better ratio of the whipped filling to the chocolate shell. But this is one of my favorite candy bars. I don't see this other than the fact that it's kind of one texture, or maybe two textures, the shell and the interior is just two textures, which I like it better for that.
Yeah.
And maybe the fact that it's just chocolate on chocolate is boring for people. But I love this candy. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's one of the favorites, but it is definitely one of the ones that I wouldn't turn away. You know what I mean? I wouldn't consider this to be a bad candy particularly. I don't think it deserves to be on the worst list. Let's see what the other stuff is on the list.
Yeah, this shouldn't be the. This is my first bone of contention with this list.
I get it. I can agree with
number 19. This is one that's kind of a conglomeration of multiple styles of candy. Hard grandma candies is the way they're referring to it. The picture that they have is of like the plastic wrapped like butterscotch. But I get what they're trying to say with this. Any of those?
I was
going to
say the butterscotch candies are all right, but I understand.
Yeah,
those strawberry candies, those generic foil wrapped strawberry candies.
Those might come those up too. Later.
Oh,
those might come up later or those might fall into this. I think the strawberry ones might come up later. If they don't, we can say they fall into this. Those are anything that you'd find at grandma's house or in grandma's purse. Yeah, you don't necessarily want this one. I agree with that. Do they have their place? Yes. When you're visiting grandma, they do not have their place.
Yeah.
And let me just add, as our generation, because our generation is moving into their 40s, as our generation starts having to encounter the concept of becoming grandparents, just remember our generation, and we do have to encounter that. Think about the fact that people that are our age do have kids that are, you know, 18, 19, 20. I had my first child at the age of 22. So that means that we're seeing the ability for our generation to start having grandkids. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
When you become a grandparent, that does not automatically mean you need to change up your candy stores and start buying all of the crappy candy that's the hard candy in these wrappers. If you still want to have whatever candy it is that you like having and whatever, you don't have to turn into the grandparent. You can be still yourself. It's okay. I just want to add that. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so I think before we continue, I think I'm starting to catch on what's going on in this list. Okay.
Okay.
Because when you're, I think I kind of see where people are coming from with this list, because most people, like, think about what people expect to get when you go trick-or-treating. You expect the bite-sized Snickers, the bite-sized Butterfingers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
So you're saying M&M bags. That's what you expect.
These might be candies. You think these might be candies that are okay in other purposes, but you don't want on Halloween.
But they're underwhelming to get on Halloween, which makes sense. So, hard grandma candies? Dude, if you're serving hard grandma candies, like, I can understand why a Three Musketeers is not expected in the realm of other stuff. Dude, you got people handing out Reese's Pieces and like the peanut butter cups, the peanut butter pumpkins, although I like the cups better than the pumpkins. It's a texture thing. But you know what I mean? Like, and there's like even some of the white chocolate bars or some of those, you know, I can get where this makes sense. Oreos, people hand out Oreos and shit. So you get some high quality stuff. Then you get somebody that hands you a Three Musketeers, which isn't a bad candy bar in general. It just doesn't seem appropriate for Halloween. But if you're handing out hard grandma candies, you're an asshole. Like, I can understand where this is coming from.
I agree with you on that. And I can see some of that. I can see some of that. Maybe with this list, but we'll keep that in mind as we keep going through it, that maybe it's just about what we get on Halloween. Let's go to number 18.
Okay.
This one I think falls into that category. Number 18 is sweet tarts.
You know what? I like sweet tarts. Like, there's nobody that doesn't like sweet tarts that I found. I don't know a lot of people that don't like sweet tarts. Yeah. They're a little dry. They're just not what you expect.
But I get that, except for in my household, that is the favorite candy among all of my children, is sweet tarts.
Oh, so they're looking. So you take them Halloween.
The only thing they like better than sweet tarts is what is it? We used to jokingly call it baby crack.
Smarties?
Yes, Smarties are the things they like even more. We used to call that baby crack, because if we needed to get the kids to do anything that they didn't want to do, just hold up one little roll of Smarties and they would do just about anything you needed them to.
And dude, Smarties are cheap as hell too.
They are, and they are so baby crack.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Make sure your kids are old enough to actually properly chew, because they are a choking hazard.
Yes.
But sweet tarts are... I get how some people might not want that for Halloween candy, but to me, that's like, that was one of my favorites, even because I love sweet tarts so much, probably where my kids get it from. But I can see where your idea is maybe coming on to this.
Yeah. Now I'm starting to catch.
Now the next one though, kind of confuses me a little bit. Number 17, bootleg gummies. And the examples that it gives are like things like severed fingers, ghosts, or any other shape.
They only want
like brand name stuff, which is
right,
like,
for sure.
To me though, that's a whole part of the kind of the personal trick or treat on Halloween, of the person doing it. You come home, you empty out the bucket, you have these weird shaped gummies, and like, you don't know for sure how each one is going to taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know if each one's going to
taste. Well, you expect the bears, right? You expect the gummy bears. And then you got a severed finger in there.
That's awesome, though.
Or maybe an eyeball.
Maybe it's going to taste good. Maybe it's not. That's your own trick or treat.
Sometimes, I kind of like the gummy eyeballs, because some of them had this different type of sweet flavor to them that was different from a gummy bear. They're non-conventional, but they still got the gummy thing going on.
Exactly. The gummy rats.
I love the gummy rats. The gummy rats were cool.
Come on, let's dive into the whole Halloween of it all. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Number 16. This is one of the most polarizing and hated candies of all time. It really even shouldn't be on this list because people hate it so much.
So nobody should be picking it up for Halloween, is what you're saying.
No, and nobody should be picking it up for Halloween. But you should just be happy eating it and enjoying it and not trying to foster it onto other people. I say this. Now, hold on. I say this being a person that actually likes this candy.
Whoa.
I am one of the weird ones.
You just know it's inappropriate for Halloween.
No, it's actually very appropriate for Halloween. It's just everybody else hates this damn candy.
Oh, what is it?
Number 16, candy corn.
Okay, you know, I actually was talking to somebody about candy corn and how much they hate candy corn, and I'm sitting there going, but why? Like,
Yeah. You like it too?
I'm chill with candy corn. Yeah.
Candy corn, brother.
All right. Candy corn isn't necessarily, it's one of those things, it's not necessarily ideal. It seems, I think the reason why is because it's so, it's got a cliche kind of a thing to it. And the fact that now you can find red, white, and green candy corn, where they've like, there's so much candy corn it wasn't selling for Halloween, so they started making it for Christmas to extend it out another like 2 months.
On top of that, other candies have gotten in the game of trying to make a candy corn type product.
Yeah.
Nerds made candy corn. There's Nerds candy corn.
Oh.
It is the colors of different flavors of Nerds, and it's flavored differently. Each one is flavored, but it has the texture of candy corn. I had it recently.
You know what I do like as an alternative to candy corn, though?
What?
Candy corn pumpkins.
The pumpkins? The pumpkins are
little candy corn amazing. Pumpkins are cool. I like the little candy corn pumpkins, and I'm down with candy corn as well. You know what's really funny I went off on a rant about like not liking nuts earlier, but I do the payday trick. You know the payday trick?
What, payday and Mountain Dew?
No. What the fuck?
You should try it.
What the fuck?
What's the payday trick?
Wow, that is okay. The payday trick. Salted nuts and candy corn in a bowl. Pick up a handful, shove it in your mouth. It's a payday.
Oh, okay.
It tastes just like a payday. It's worth trying out. You're like, all right, yeah. And payday bars, I'm down on payday bars. Like, payday bars are good.
I'm actually going to tell the wife about this because the wife is very insistent. When she has a payday bar, she has to have a Mountain Dew to go with it.
That is interesting.
I like having Mountain Dew when I'm eating Goldfish crackers. There's something about the combination of Goldfish crackers and the flavor of Mountain Dew. It just, I really enjoy the flavor combination. It's really weird,
I think it's like the sweet and the salty, which I understand.
I guess. Anyway.
I do that too. And my wife like really like gives me shit for it. I grew up as a kid having a lot of lunches I'd have is Top Ramen and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I catch so much shit for that from her. She's like, how could you eat both of those things? But it's sweet and salty. Like it's no, people do that with fucking candy bars and shit.
Yes, I get the sweet and salty thing. I totally get that. But those two things should not be eaten at the same time.
Dude, it takes me back to cartoons in the afternoon when I'm like 6 years old, man. It's a memory thing.
I get it, but I'm taking your wife's side on this. That's just that is not a combination that should happen. It works for you
guys.
it works for you, and that's
y'all are
great,
telling me about fucking payday bars and Mountain Dew, and I am peanut butter and pickles guy. Okay, like that's just weird.
Hey, peanut butter and pickles is probably not supposed to happen either, but it works for me. That's
all
what
right,
I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not supposed to happen, but it works for you, and that's okay.
All right.
It's okay that it works for you, but understand that the rest of us have to think about that is not supposed
to happen. Okay. Well, I rescind my backlash then, because at least I appreciate the fact that I'm not being ridiculed for my preference.
No, it's just for us. That's for us. That's like that should never happen together. But it works for you, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
is it works for you.
I have some strange food preferences sometimes. It's weird.
We all do.
Okay,
but anyway, again, candy corn. I don't have a problem with candy corn being on this list in the sense that I know how universally reviled it is. But I will be the one to admit I love candy corn.
I feel like candy corn is reviled because it's popular to hate it.
I guess it's one of those jump on the bandwagon.
All right, we gotta keep going.
number 15 on the list.
Okay,
Fireballs. All I'm gonna say is this. I get it. I understand, but at the same time, I love me some Fireballs.
This is like Fireballs are cool. If you can go to a convenience store and be like, I feel like having a Fireball, and go get a Fireball. But Fireballs are like. Especially if you give a kid a Fireball and they don't know what to expect. I mean, it does say Fireball on it.
I've done that.
That's a hell of a prank.
That. It's fun. All right. Number 14 on the list. This one I agree with. And they're not talking about the various flavors of this. They're just talking about the traditional flavor, Tootsie Rolls. I'm going to eat a Tootsie Roll if I'm giving it. This again, number 14.
Yeah,
Tootsie
I'm
Rolls.
Down on Tootsie Rolls. I don't agree with Tootsie Rolls being on the list, really. Not with everything else they've given us so far. Like,
yeah,
consider that worse than wax lips, dude, you're out of your fucking mind.
I agree with that. If you think that's worse than wax lips, no.
I would put Tootsie Rolls at the very. If somebody considers this the worst, I would put Tootsie Rolls at the very bottom of this list. It's better than wax lips. Wax lips is like number two at least.
Definitely. Okay, number 13 on the list.
Yeah.
That's where I'm starting to get mad again. Pixie sticks.
Bro, pixie sticks are a break. They're a break pixie from all the chocolate.
Pixie sticks are freaking amazing.
Yeah, I love pixie sticks.
It's just, hey, kids, you want some colored flavored sugar? Yes, I do. You want to deliver it to your body in the quickest method humanly possible? Hell yes.
Do you want snortable candy?
Don't snort the candy. God damn it, Mike. Don't snort the candy.
Don't do that.
Don't. You will snort anything.
You will hurt yourself.
Anyway, no, I love pixie sticks.
Hey, I didn't say, I never said that this podcast was going to ever be appropriate.
Never, never.
We mark this as explicit on every one of these for a reason.
Thank the fucking God. Not the regular one, just the fucking one. Pixie sticks I love. I don't see why it's on here other than the fact that one of the biggest downsides is if you get just straight pixie sticks in your Halloween bucket and one of them rips.
Oh, so yeah, that's bad. I mean, did they mention that?
No, they don't mention that, but that's the only downside I see of pixie sticks.
This is why you use pillowcases instead of buckets. They're pliable. Shit can move around. It won't go breaking in there.
There you go. Plus, you can grab onto it better than a bucket if somebody tries to steal it.
Not only that, you can carry a ton more candy in a pillowcase than you can in a little bucket. Have you seen them little tiny buckets? Those buckets, they're not more than 10 inches wide. Some of them, those are the big ones.
They also hide easier when you get home when you're hiding it, like siblings or parents or whatever.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Pillowcases are the way to go. If you're not trick-or-treating with pillowcases, you're doing it wrong.
Unless, of course, you are an individual with blue Halloween bucket as the universal indicator that you are a child with special needs, so that hopefully the people that are passing out the candy will be a little more understanding if you don't say trick or treat immediately or at all, because you may have a specific disability that makes that difficult. I don't know if you knew that, but just PSA to everybody, a blue bucket is typically more for autism than anything else, but special needs kids in general may use a blue Halloween bucket, and that serves to indicate that they may have a special need and or learning disability. So try to be a little more understanding with them, give them a little more time, and realize they may not have the normal responses to you that you are expecting on Halloween from the kids, the normal trick or treat and all of that. It's become over the last 5-6 years or so, it's become one of those signs for that. Were you aware of that sign, sir?
The blue bucket? No. I know that we did an awareness episode for trick or treating, I think it was a year or two ago. You were talking about the blue lights on the porch so that you know that they're like special needs friendly houses. Which I think is absolutely fantastic.
But yeah, so anybody listening, you see a blue bucket, you probably have a kid in front of you that's special needs of some kind and may need a little bit, you know, maybe don't do some of the scary things you might be doing. Just give them a little bit more time, a little bit more understanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, just work through that. And then, you know, maybe slip the parents a candy or two because, you know, whatever. Anyway, because I might be one of those parents. Anyway, moving on. Number 12 on the list.
Yes.
Number 12 on the list. I get this for being on a Halloween list, even though I love this stuff for the nostalgia factor, just like your ramen and peanut butter sandwich.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You are never going to live that one down.
I hate you.
Number 12 on the list, bazooka gum. And I get that. It is the hardest to chew gum in existence.
I was not a fan of bazooka gum. No, not at Halloween.
Not at Halloween.
This is one of those ones that you get in the aisle on the way out if you decide to, and you probably never will. I think bazooka gum is one of the most sold, cheap, just inappropriate Halloween candies. It happens to be sold at Halloween all the time. I think what happens is you get bazooka gum in those shitty variety bags.
Yes,
not like the ones that have the good, like if you got ones by like M&M Mars, you're not going to get bazooka gum in that shit. No, you're going to get bazooka gum in the generic one that you pick up over at the Dollar Tree store. You know what I mean? The whole bag of candy that's like 5 pounds that costs $1 and every one of them sucks. And chances are all of those candies are on this list. And if one of them is missing, I'm going to be very angry.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Sorry, number we hit 11, a, we hit a
spot. Well, number 11 is very much related to 13.
Oh,
it just gives you a tool to operate as opposed to the straw. Number 11 is Fun Dip.
Fun Dip is awesome. Fun Dip is completely
awesome.
Yeah.
The sugar stick
Don't
is
agree.
Amazing. And yeah, Fun Dip is one of those that is available in every holiday at my house because it is a favorite candy at my house. I love me some Fun Dip.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. And it's a fucking mess too, but it's Fun Dip, man.
It doesn't matter. That's what candy is all about.
Yep.
All right. So and obviously you can tell the ones I've disagreed with. This is one I agree with.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly agree with.
What number are we at?
Number 10.
Okay.
Number 10.
We're hitting the top 10.
We're in the top 10 now. Number 10. Sixlets.
Oh, are those a little tiny? Wait, which one's the sixlet? Sixlets.
They're little round candy coated balls, basically.
Are they the little tiny chocolate balls?
I think so.
Oh, yes. I like those. But those are disgusting.
They're disgusting. I hate them. I throw them out.
Oh my God. Garbage. I did not know. Really? The little chocolate
garbage candy?
They're tiny little M&Ms, man. That's basically what they are.
But they're not, though, because they're like super hard. M&Ms you can easily crunch, and they're amazing.
Oh, those are not.
These are super hard little things. They're just ick. Yuck. Gross. No.
Okay. Yucky. Fair.
Sorry.
Fair.
I really don't like Sixlets. I hate them very much. Moving on.
Okay.
Number 9 on the list. Now, here's one of my favorite candies of all time.
Uh-oh.
I get why it's on the list. And the reason that it's on the list is one of the two flavors. It's a candy that has two flavors. One of the two flavors is again, one of the least favorite flavors of all time of everybody. For a short period in time in college, a lot of people will come this flavor. But then after that time period and the subsequent puking that results of that time period, the flavor will cause PTSD flashbacks from it.
Okay.
The flavor I'm talking about, of course, is licorice.
Fuck licorice at Halloween.
The predominant flavor, black licorice, let me rephrase, black licorice.
Yeah, no.
Which is one of the predominant flavors of Jägermeister, which is one of the reasons that I love Jägermeister so much, because it tastes like black licorice.
Oh, well, first off, fuck black licorice at Halloween. I will say it vehemently swear upon it to my grave. Black licorice at Halloween sucks, and here's the thing. The original black licorice flavor is not bad. The actual black licorice is good. It's that manufactured, waxy, nasty black licorice flavor that sucks.
Well, and this is the candy that makes the black licorice flavor even worse, because it doesn't just give you black licorice, it puts a candy coating over the top of it. I'm talking about Good and Plenty. One of, again, the most hated candies in existence, and one of my favorite candies.
Never been a fan of Good and Plenty's. Put that shit in the fucking trash. You want to tell me about avocado? You want to tell me about, like, yeah, that's all right. That is my avocado. That is fucking kryptonite. Good and Plenty's are terrible.
I get you. And the thing is, that's why I saw it and I was like mad about it at first. And I realized this is definitely one of those candies that very few people like it. I am in that minority of people that like it, and most people absolutely hate it. And I get why nobody wants this candy anytime.
You know what it is?
Much less at Halloween.
You know what it is with Good and Plenty's? It's the fact that, you know, if you're buying Good and Plenty's, you're getting, because Good and Plenty's been around for a long time. They're one of those top brand candies. If you can afford Good and Plenty's, you can afford peanut butter cups and Snickers bars. So you're choosing to get a candy that's intentionally bad, and you're still paying for it.
Yeah.
That's why it's on that top 10 list. I agree entirely.
And I get it. I have other than my father, I've never met anybody else that actually enjoys Good and Plenty candy. And I know that.
I don't understand, man. I feel like all these candies are being purchased by people that are at least 65 and over.
But who's passing the candy out to kids?
Well, I understand.
Right?
I understand. See, here's the thing about, I would say that most people of our generation and younger kind of, we kind of stopped having a lot of kids. There's not a lot of kids that that Xennials, millennials, and even some Gen Xers are having. There's a lot less kids being had.
No, and we're having that shift, but the shift isn't fully there yet. We're
right.
in the process of that shift happening.
Right.
We're in the process of the of our generation being the one handing out the candy, not going to not going out trick or treating with their kids. Not just because many of them didn't have kids, but because we are getting to the age where our kids are starting to become adults and not trick or treating anymore. So we find ourselves back at home passing the candy out.
Oh, God, does that mean that we're going to be, hold on, does that mean that, like, there's going to be a time where peanut butter cups are on this worst of candies list because there's some other candy that's out that's like...
Maybe.
Oh, my God. God, I shudder to think of it.
It is a scary thought.
It is. Let's move on. It is a scary thought. God, getting old sucks.
It does. Let's move on, sir. Yeah. Number eight on the list. Number eight on the list. Hot tamales.
I agree with
this. Which is basically the same thing as having
basically the fireballs. Yeah. Well, hot tamales are like the little tiny chewable ones. I'm kind of okay with those.
But here's a good question. Are these cultural appropriation nowadays?
I don't think that's necessarily why they're on the list.
Not while they're on the list, but it does make you wonder.
I mean, it's a possible I'm not entirely sure. Like that's a good question. I think number that's a good seven. Question. It's a question for another time, but yeah.
Number seven here. This one is, again, I think very much about it being a Halloween candy and just an in general candy. Non-Laffy Taffy. So what they're talking about is...
Oh, the shitty generic taffy candies.
Any of the crappy taffy.
Crappy taffies.
wrapped up in wax paper. Now, we're not talking about good saltwater taffy that you would pay a lot of money for, you pay by the pound for. We're talking about the really cheapy ones that just come wrapped up in wax.
The ones that you get, you know what that is? Bags. People go get, here's where those come from. Those come from the bulk bins at Winco. That's where they come from. People do their Halloween candy shopping at fucking Winco, and what's really funny is those ones are located right next to the ones that have, like, M&Ms in bulk and Snickers bars and, like, the little mini candies in bulk where you just buy those.
What Mike is trying to say to you people is stop being freaking cheap, buy good candy.
Just that. It's just like, if you're going bulk stuff, why don't you just get the good shit that's sitting right next to those shitty candies? Like, those are terrible.
That's all
I'm saying. Like, and you're right. You're standing right next to another bin. You're making the same trip to go get other candy that costs the same that you can get in bulk that you could use for Halloween. That's more appropriate. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. All right. Number six on the list. I barely remember these. Mary Janes. They were a peanut butter taffy. I kind of sort of remember
them.
What
the hell
is
a Mary? I've never heard of those.
They're a peanut butter taffy kind of thing.
Those might have been phased out by our generation. I don't remember them.
Yes, because of the names of them and, well, because of what they were.
Yeah.
Number five, another one. This is definitely one I agree with.
Bit of honey.
Yes.
The hell's a bit of honey?
Honey taffy with chunks of almonds in it. You've never had one, so be grateful because they were awful. So gross.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Almonds and honey taffy?
The description that this person gives, they basically taste like somebody ate a bunch of nuts, didn't swallow them, chewed some gum, spat it out, formed it into a brick, and then let it dry.
So I'm assuming that you're considering that to be very accurate.
That is pretty accurate. That's a pretty accurate description by the person who wrote this article.
That is a terrible descriptor for a candy.
Definitely one that I would have either tossed to my dad or tossed out as a kid. And if they ever get in my kid's stuff, they get tossed out or given to the grandmother, who again eats the weirdest candy when she's allowed to have candy. But won't eat anything with mint. Nothing with mint.
What?
So like peppermint patties, won't touch them. She won't eat anything minty at all. Which is fine. That just means all the mint is for me.
I kind of dig the mint candies, even mint and chocolate candies, man.
I love mint everything. All right, we're in the
home stretch.
That was number five. That was number five. So we are in the top five. Bit of honey is five on the top five.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like it's appropriate.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with this is of the next four, I disagree with three out of the next four.
Whoa. Okay.
Here's the thing. I disagree with two of them as being on the Halloween list. Mm-hmm. I disagree with one of them as being on any worst candy list, but I understand why it is. Because again, it is a universally reviled candy. And then the one of them I completely agree with, though, even though it's a blanket term.
So you agree with the one. So you disagree with three of them, and you agree yes. with one of these four, but the one you agree with, you really agree with.
Well, kind of, yes.
Okay.
Let's get there.
All right, let's go.
All right, so number four, Double Bubble.
Bubble.
This is the bubble gum in the yellow packaging yellow and blue package. I think that's a fun Halloween candy. And again, it's a break between your chocolate stuff. It's also this is a sorting candy. And what I mean by that is when you pour out your bucket and you're sorting your candy out into the different things to see what you got, to see how many of each you got, to see which ones you want to save.
Yeah, you're calculating the haul.
It's like, holy crap, I got a crunch. I need to save that crunch. It's the only crunch I got.
Oh my God, the crunch bars are so good.
This is your sorting candy. This is the candy you pop in your mouth because it's a chewing gum. You sit and chew it until the flavor is gone while you're sorting your candy out. And then you spit the shit out.
You know what those ones, did the Double Bubbles last a decent amount of time? No. I can't remember which one lasts a decent amount of time.
None of them do. Oh. But the Double Bubble is intense flavor at the beginning, and it's one that you can do the stack up.
So it hits you like a fruit stripe.
Yeah, you can do stack up on if you want to as well. I love doing the stack up. Just keep popping more of them in your mouth till the gumball in your mouth is so huge you can't really masticate it.
But anyway,
you need like a piece of lined binder paper to spit it out into because it's so big. To me, Double Bubble is an essential Halloween thing because it's what you have for flavor while you're sorting through the candy, and it prevents you from taking little snacks of the candy while you're sorting through because you got to do your sorting first.
Yeah,
that's number four.
I agree.
Number three was one that we already mentioned that I said was a staple in this house that was used for bribery for years and still sometimes can be used for bribery with my children.
They put it that high?
Smarties.
No way.
Smarties, ladies and gentlemen.
I consider the Smarties like for my personal preference, the Smarties is a break candy. It's one of those ones you're sick of chocolate, you want candy, you get a Smarties. It's not too crazy. They're cheap to pick up. So you can get a ton of them and then hand them all out. And the thing about Smarties, you get so many of them when you pick them up in a bulk that you just throw handfuls of them in the bags. But I like them. I like them.
I like them too. The writer of this article absolutely hates them.
They're not top of the list. They're not the best you can get, but they're a break from all the other chocolate stuff you're going to be getting.
Well, and by the way, do you know that Sweet Tarts makes basically their own like Smartie rolls? That are Sweet Tart flavored. They're the same size and shape as Smarties, but they're Sweet Tarts.
Oh, that's cool.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm gonna try those.
I love Smarties. They're still one of my favorite candies. And again, they are like, we can't even keep Smarties around this house. They get devoured instantaneously.
Yeah, I dig it.
It's the only candy that all of my children can agree on together is Smarties.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I understand that.
In fact, Smarties, by the way, also have gigantic rolls. I don't know if you knew that. They have big rolls.
They make gigantic Smarties?
Yes. Each Smartie is like almost as big around as a quarter and about a quarter of an inch thick in this gigantic roll of Smarties.
Yeah, oh my God. That is like a Smartie. That's a hockey puck.
It's something. I'll send you some pictures of them.
Good wow.
And I'll send you a picture of the one of the other. But that was number three. Smarties is number three.
Okay.
Number two, this is the one I agree with. But here's the problem with number two. It's a category. It's not an actual candy. But I 100% agree with this category. And here's the fun part. You nailed this category before we even started talking about this list. Number two is anything that isn't candy.
Yes. Wow, they put non-candy on the list of candy.
Pretzels, pennies, fruit snacks, I don't know. Sometimes depending on who your trick-or-treaters are, who your kids are that you're taking trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Sometimes fruit snacks or chips or other things can be actually kind of cool things for them to get. But on the whole of things, candy is what is accepted at Halloween. It's what's expected at Halloween. Freaking pass out candy. Do not give out toothbrushes. Don't give out fruit.
Dude, okay, look, anything that's
don't give out potatoes. I got a potato once.
What the fuck? You got a potato?
A potato.
Why did you get a potato? Who the hell hands out a potato? Where were you? Were you in, like, did you find it? Did you trick or treat in a trailer in Idaho? Where did you go to get a potato?
Okay, admittedly, I was in Ireland, but still, not really.
I was gonna say, wow, you trick or treat in Ireland. But
I can make the Irish joke. I'm Irish. I need to rephrase that. It wasn't technically me who got a potato. It was actually my children. I was with them. I just took the potatoes instead of them being put in their buckets. And
you should have taken the potato and thrown it through that person's car window. Fuck that guy.
No, I do not advocate violence against other people nor destruction of property just because somebody gave me a potato. I took the potato home.
You got a potato for Halloween. Somebody gave your kids a potato. That's stupid.
I mean, yes, I'm not saying it wasn't stupid, but I have an example to set for my children that, okay, kids, sometimes people are just dumb, and you just need to accept that sometimes people are just dumb, and just walk away from the dumb people. Just walk away.
I wonder if that person ended up with it. You are someone who is understandably considerate in the general public setting. I am quite positive that dude had a potato thrown through his window.
Oh, I'm sure that bad stuff happened to that dude. I don't know. I also had to keep in mind that the person did not live very far from me because it was in my neighborhood where I live and where I still currently live. So I didn't want to cause any problems with one of my actual neighbors. So yeah, but yeah,
a potato.
Multiple potatoes, actually, one for each kid.
Okay, so all right, you threw me for a loop with the potato, but I feel like toothbrushes are an entirely different part of the list. Like, non-candy, like apples or, you know, people like throw out like apple slices and shit like that. Like, I totally, like, yeah, that's non-candy and totally deserves to be on this list. The potato throws me off. Pretzels.
The potato is just a weird, wild. It's one of those things that if I made that story up, you would totally never believe it.
I wouldn't believe it.
And even still, knowing that I'm not going to make a story like that up, I'm going to be truthful. No, you still are having trouble believing that it actually happened.
I am. Like, who the fuck does that? I'm sorry. I'm focusing on it. I'm like hyper focused on the fact that's a thing that happened to you because it doesn't make any fucking sense. But as far as like
sense to me when
I'm happened. Trying to move on and state, like, I can't do it smoothly. I'm trying to move on and state that if you hand out toothbrushes at Halloween, there's a special circle of hell reserved for you. But like a potato, and that is more unbelievable than toothbrushes. It really is. It makes no sense at all.
It really doesn't. At least the toothbrushes, there seems to be some kind of thematic element of kids are eating candy. They may want to clean their teeth.
What the fuck?
Kids need to eat healthy carbs as opposed to not healthy carbs. I really don't know the reasoning. But
so they I'm assuming this is like handed you a raw potato.
Yeah, raw potato.
What the fuck?
I know. Weird.
Like, I feel like it's like if you're choosing to hand out a potato, like, it would probably be best to have a raw potato to hand out. But like,
I mean,
like, you wouldn't want to hand cooked potatoes that they could mush up in the bag or the bucket. Like, what would you do? Hand it in a Ziploc bag?
Like, foil. Wrapped in foil. Here's a baked potato for you. I hope, you know, baked potato and a hot pad for you. There you go.
Right, like, I mean, there's no appropriate way to hand a potato out at Halloween, but it's so weird.
So again, you can see why I agree that number two on the list is literally anything but candy.
Why the
give people candy? Don't hand out potatoes. Somebody out there. I can tell you already. I know one listener who's probably going to send me to the podcast is going to send me a message and be like, I'm totally handing out potatoes. And
I'll Halloween like, potato.
Why? No, do not hand out Halloween potatoes. If you're going to do it, at least go get like the small ones, like the small red potatoes or something like that. But seriously, don't hand out potatoes.
Don't hand out potatoes. People.
Or if you do, actually, here's what I'll say.
God damn it. If you say hand out sweet potatoes, I am going to cry.
No, that's a good one. I wasn't thinking that. That's even better because they're sweet. It's more appropriate for the holiday. No, I was thinking more if you want to do the handout potato things, get the small potatoes so that you have more of them for your, you know, more bang for your buck, whatever. But here's the thing. You don't hand the potatoes to the kids. Let the kids get the candy. But every parent that actually comes up to the door with their kids, give the parent a potato. Just nonchalantly hand the parent a potato.
No. That's for you. You will get a potato through your window if you do that. The parents are the ones that are going to freak out and be like, why the fuck did you give me a potato?
You're probably right, but I can still see it being funny.
See, here's the thing is... There's two instances, don't hand out potatoes. Avoid that entirely.
Or instead of handing them out, just offer them like, hey, you want a potato? Just like have a bowl, have a giant bowl. Have your cauldron of Halloween candy. Then have your cauldron of mini
potatoes.
Yeah,
why don't you just be like, here's a potato and an onion and a carrot and like some dry broth. Here's a stew kit.
No, you don't give them the whole thing. You have a bowl of these of little tiny potatoes, and the kids get the candy, and the parents like, hey, you want a potato? And just see if they take them or not. It would be worth it for the look on their face, though. Their look be like, what? Although I will say this much, again, if you want to be fully traditionally Halloween, don't hand out potatoes. Instead, hand out turnips.
Because what is wrong with you?
The original jack-o'-lanterns were not made out of pumpkins. They were made out of turnips.
Oh, you fucking historian. No, turnips are inappropriate.
I'm just saying.
It's not like you're handing out, like, okay, let's think about this. Let's think about this for a minute. Who hands out pumpkins at Halloween for trick-or-treaters? Nobody. Why the fuck would you hand out a turnip?
Because they wouldn't expect it.
God damn it. Here's a history lesson. Trick-or-treat, bitch.
You don't necessarily hand them out. You just offer them. And then if they ask why you're offering them a turnip.
Don't hand out potatoes and don't hand out jack of turnips. Don't do it.
He's right, but still. But that brings us to number one on our list, which apparently is a higher rated thing than, this is the thing, this number one on the list is higher rated than the whole anything but candy. Oh, so it's higher than turnips and potatoes.
What is
and
it?
Toothbrushes. This is considered the worst by this guy, the worst thing to receive in your Halloween candy bucket.
Razor blades and hypodermic needles?
No. Apparently this is worse than that.
Wow.
Because the razor blades and hypodermic needles would have gone under the butt candy. This is worse than that. And the scary part about that is, the hard part for me is, this is literally one of my favorite candies ever.
What?
I have a box of these that I bought at one of those kind of bulk food stores. Whoa. I bought a box of these because I love this candy so much.
Okay.
And they come in a roll, and they come in large rolls and the smaller rolls. And it's in reference to the smaller rolls that you would give out for Halloween candy, not the full size roll that you'd buy like by the cash register, or at least you used to be able to buy by the cash register. For a while, they weren't being made anymore. Then they started being made again.
Okay.
These are...
And this
number
is
number one on this list, Necco wafers.
Oh. Necco that's a weird wafers. Number one.
Which has been, they've been around, by the way, since James Polk was president.
Oh, damn, they're old.
170 years. That this candy.
No, I think, you know what? Okay, I don't necessarily agree with this because I feel like this is a break from the conventional candies. Like it's very light. I always liked Necco wafers when I got them because they're like the Smarties. You know what I mean? They're like a break from the standard like heavy chocolate that you get.
The downside is they do have licorice flavored ones in there, which are weird. The chocolate ones are weird.
First off,
the licorice ones nobody likes.
No, don't ever get licorice Necco wafers. You're talking, no, like get the little vanilla and the strawberry and the chocolate ones. Don't get licorice. Like,
well, that's what's in there. Is sometimes the black ones are in there.
That's dumb. No, don't take those and throw them away. Burn them. I do whatever you want with those. Just get rid of them. The rest of them I consider to be appropriate. You're telling me Necco wafers.
Alternatively, if you're hanging out with me, just give the black licorice ones because.
You like the black licorice Necco wafers?
I like black licorice in general, so yeah. I like the black licorice Necco wafers.
You're telling me, okay, here's, I can understand a specific preference to that. Like, and technically, I don't, does this technically, are those considered cookies or candy?
They're candy. They're you know what I'm talking about with Necco wafers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The little discs?
Oh my God! I'm thinking like the wafer cookies, like little wafer bars.
No, you're thinking something entirely different, sir. No,
I don't think I've ever had a Necco wafer.
I'm talking about the roll of little. They're the same flavors that the old Conversation Hearts used to be, not the new flavors, not the Brock's Conversation Heart, but when Necco actually made, because Necco is a candy company. It's the New England candy company.
Oh.
It used to make the original Conversation Hearts back in the day, and it made Necco wafers. And basically, the flavors and the colors are almost the exact same on the Necco wafers. I'm talking like if you go into
I am not familiar with these.
If you go to Old Sacramento, where they have these the candy stores,
with saltwater taffy.
They'll have those little their little rolls, maybe an inch and a half. Is the size of the roll.
Whoa.
Okay. And they have little discs in them. They're little, basically, chalky type discs that are all these different flavors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I've ever had them. I think I've seen them, but I've never actually had them. I've never actually received them.
You've never had Necco wafers?
No, never had Necco wafers.
We're going to get you some Necco wafers.
I'm going to have to try these out because I feel like I don't have. Okay, so here's where I stand with this. I feel like I don't have a hat to throw into this argument on the number one piece because I've never had it. So I don't know how good or how bad it is. So I'm not going to say that's good, but I'm going to fucking say right now that it should score lower than a fucking potato or a toothbrush.
You think that a toothbrush or yes, the possibility of a potato would be number one on the list as opposed to Necco wafers.
Yeah. I feel like Thrillist is like the person who did this list. Just hates Necco wafers so badly that they wanted to place them above anything that wasn't candy. But man,
this would be like me doing a list of things you could add to your salad or things you could add to your hamburger, just so I could put avocado at number one on the list.
Yes,
just because of my own personal hatred.
If you were to write this list of the worst foods on the planet, you would write everything that is the worst thing, the worst travesty in the worst travesty in the history of human consumption, and then you would put avocado at the top because you hate avocado. This is an excuse for me to hate avocado worse than anything else. This is what this Halloween list sounds like to me. Everything else was hit or miss until the Necco wafers at the top, because you placed Necco wafers above fucking potatoes.
Well, I'm sure he didn't have potatoes in mind when he wrote it. But this is why this list really stood out to me, is because because of the fact that I love Necco wafers so much, and this person just flat out hates them, and it's obvious that they hate them.
I'm curious about them. I don't know. Maybe it's understandable to completely hate Necco wafers. I don't know. I'm going to have to try it, and then I have to consider whether or not they're appropriate for Halloween, because that's too. You can have good candy that's not good for Halloween. That's a thing.
And I know people, I know from years of experience, Necco wafers is polarizing candy.
Yeah.
It's not like, again, I have always found it hard pressed to find somebody that doesn't like peanut butter cups. Admittedly, I personally prefer Butterfingers to peanut butter cups, but I still like peanut butter cups.
Oh yeah. I prefer Butterfingers to peanut butter cups personally as well. Peanut butter cups are kind of like a universal thing that me and my wife both enjoy. I am more a fan of Butterfingers than peanut butter cups.
You offer me a peanut butter cup, I'm going to eat the damn thing. I'm not going to be like, ew, peanut butter cup.
Right.
I very rarely found people who eat candy, because there's those people who just won't eat any candy, and those people who are like, you know, I'm only going to eat like vegan sourced candy and crap, and like just don't have time for those people.
No.
Unless they're listeners, and then we still don't have time for those people. but anyway, it's, you know, that's one of those things that's kind of universal for the most part. But But the NECA wafer has always been very polarizing. But that's what stuck out when I read this list and I saw that. I'm like, I need to bring this list here because there's some points on this list. Some of these make sense. Like you say, some of these are not necessarily the best for Halloween, but are perfectly fine in any other setting. But the NECA wafers, it was just one of those that it is one of my favorite candies. And again, Good and Plenty being on there too is another one of my favorite candies. I know everyone hates that one with the licorice, but NECA wafers, just one of those that like, nope, I needed to bring this to light to do this list. And I don't think we've done a worse list before, but I kind of like this because
I like this.
We have our things that we like and don't like. And, you know, it's interesting to hear what other people's don't likes are, cause we're very vocal about the things that we definitely don't like. So, you know, don't make me anything with avocado. Apparently don't make Mike anything with black licorice. Although I've seen you drink enough Jaeger, but,
look, man,
you force it when you can, right?
Yeah, that's sorry.
So you forced that one in
the party atmosphere for me and everybody else that I knew that drank, if it was free, it was good.
I still would draw the line.
That is extremely irresponsible. Don't do that. To anybody else who is listening, that is very irresponsible. Don't do that. I'm not saying that I recommend doing it. I'm saying that, well, sometimes people make mistakes.
But along the same lines, I believe when we were having our discussion about peanut butter and pickles, last time we had the peanut butter and pickle discussion.
Oh, no.
Right? Uh-huh. Along those same lines, we talked about doing a pickleback shot, right? We
mentioned Yeah.
You do realize that there are a lot of companies that make peanut butter whiskey.
Yes. So I think you mentioned this. It was either last podcast
I mentioned on the last podcast.
Yeah.
The peanut butter whiskey
with a pickleback. Yeah,
I did mention it. Did I mention the on the last one, the relish's jelly? Let people figure that one out themselves. Anyway, so again, this list.
Actually,
this
what was it that we said? Did we? No, we discussed that back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, that was a personal discussion.
That was a personal discussion. Yeah,
I'm just leave it at relish's jelly and see if people figure it out. But anyway,
but it technically, like from what I determined, relish is a salad. Think about it.
It's jelly. Just pretend it's jelly. Anyway.
Don't just pretend it's jelly. It needs... No, we've made this... we're going to have to talk about this another episode.
We will.
All right.
Anyway, this was us going over a list of 22 worst Halloween candies by just a NECA wafer hater. That's basically what I'm looking at here. And I bet... here's the thing. He seems to be a NECA wafer hater. He seems to be a licorice hater, which means he's probably an avocado lover. That's the way I see it. Anyway, hopefully this gave you an idea.
Does that mean the whole list is now nullified? We've spent an hour and a half on a list that's invalid?
Maybe. But maybe it gave people some ideas of candies that they want to try, or candies that they definitely don't like themselves.
Or candies that they shouldn't hand out at Halloween, like potatoes.
Like potatoes. But maybe turnips? Maybe
that's
historically
weird.
Accurate. Anyway,
that's weird.
Mike.
Yes.
Where would people be listening to us give them advice on what not to hand out?
Well, you could be listening to us on our website. That's the zenialchronicles.com or zencron.com. If you don't want to type that much. Also, you could be listening to us basically pretty much most places where you can get your podcast. Just search for the Zenial Chronicles and you'll find us. And speaking of searching for the Zenial Chronicles, you should look for us also on YouTube, by the way, because we have a YouTube page. And if you're listening to this as a video on YouTube, because all of our podcasts show up in video format, please make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well. And there is one more thing to do. James, I know you know what that is, man.
I do know what that is, but I'm just curious. If the videos don't upload for 3 weeks, does hitting this other thing actually help? Just asking.
To a degree, there's a large archive of many others, but maybe doing it. Well, yes, because when we actually get to fixing it and they do upload.
They do finally upload when the program finally works to upload it.
Yeah, and then does it in bulk.
you want to know that it's uploaded.
Yeah.
And you want to get notified.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to click the bell.
That's right. Make sure you click the bell. You get notified, just like we were talking about a second ago. That way, when our
some days you get notified like three times in a row because all of a sudden three of them pop up.
Yeah, exactly. When our videos load up in bulk, you get notified and then can listen to 3, 4, 5 hours of us at once. And who doesn't want to do that?
Well, most everybody. Our spouses specifically.
Yeah, right?
All the people that have walked out of the room various times before when I'm talking. Which happens too frequently.
Yeah.
Anyway, while you're there, man,
I deal with the same problem, so we decided to just spread that to more people because that just seems like a good idea.
Exactly. We have by my gauge, I have about 15 years before everybody else gets tired of hearing me talk, because that's about how long it took with my wife to get tired of hearing me talk about stuff. And she, there's one time she does like to hear me talk. Probably the only time she'd probably listen to the podcast too. She likes to hear me talk at night right before we go to sleep. She says my talking helps her to fall asleep.
So. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Because I'm that boring.
Okay.
That's why I never became a teacher. Anyway, while you're on YouTube, clicking all the different things, checking us out, liking our stuff, make sure to check out Mike's two other pages. His Chronosode Games page, Chronosode Games, however you pronounce it. I never pronounce it right. I don't give a shit. You're going to find it and you're going to like it. It's Mike and his wife playing video games in chronological order of the story, not of when the game is released. And basically what it really is, even though that's kind of the premise, what it really is Mike sucking at video games and making us all feel a little bit better about how bad we are at video games.
Yeah, exactly. And my wife being better than me at video games.
It's not like it's the only thing. But
this is true. This is true. I will concede to that.
As would I. also check Mike's other page out, Ruling Note Music. This is Mike's music page where he talks about music stuff, recording tips, music history stuff. This is when he gets to become the history professor and put you all to sleep. Anyway, thank you for listening. Yeah. Be safe this Halloween. We will be back the day after Halloween to see how we all survive.
Right?
Thank you again, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Turnip Carving Day.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.